96.7 WBDK, the new radio sports network. Paul Schmidt here. Matt Pizzo will be along shortly. It's the Alliance Insurance Center's pregame show from Plymouth High School, where the Luxembourg Casco Spartans, the number 3 seed, will take on the number 2 seeded Panthers here in WIA tournament action. And joining us in the pregame show is Coach Neil Searing of the Luxembourg Casco Spartans. And Coach, first off, congratulations on a great regular season. You guys really played well, especially at the end of the year, and no bigger game and better game I can think of than the Fox Valley Lutheran, where you guys just really put it to them early, putting up incredibly 49 points in the first half.
Thanks, Paul. Yeah, it was definitely a good game from start of the game. 8 possessions and 8 touchdowns. That's really good execution, and that credit, you know, the assistant coaches and the players, especially, for being focused and for coming out with as much energy and focus as they did. But yeah, it's been an interesting year, to say the least. You know, a lot of adversity, and I think a lot of the things that we've dealt with has been good for our kids and even for us as coaches, just to realize that we can handle a lot more than we maybe thought we could. And as long as you stick together and have a belief in a greater purpose, we can accomplish a lot of great things. And wins and losses aside, it's been a spectacular year, just as building relationships with these kids, and I think that's going to be something I'll always remember.
Yeah, and Matt and I just never saw a more perfect first half as far as that goes, as far as execution, offensively, defensively, special teams. I mean, what could you say to the kids after the game or this week as far as making any corrections or getting ready for a very tough, you know, Plymouth team here on the road?
Yeah, I actually, like I said to you at the post game, I mean, it was actually really tough at halftime. I didn't know what to do because, you know, you want to try to save some kids and not get them hurt. But, you know, you never know if you're going to even play the next week. There's a lot of teams that aren't even playing this week. So we kept it as close as we could the same. But this week, I actually haven't even talked about the FBL game at all. We just moved on, and Plymouth is a very good team. You celebrate that night, but after that, it's over with. And, you know, we got to just keep doing it again. But I think the kids have confidence that, you know, they can do great things. But big thing, I guess, I've been telling them this week for this game is, we have to be able to handle the adversity in the game. Just because we might go up or down doesn't mean that's it. I mean, it may not come as easy as FBL. I mean, you'd like to have that happen every week, but obviously that's not the case. But there's going to be a dogfight. Plymouth is a great team. They run the ball a lot. So it's going to be physical, kind of a punch-you-in-the-face kind of game, and it's going to be a lot colder. So it's going to be a little uncomfortable, but that's what we're seeking to, you know, to go towards, and then that's how, you know, hopefully we can proceed and get a win.
Very good. Coach, when you come into this game, as far as health-wise or otherwise, how are you sitting as far as a full squad?
Yeah, I think based on the year, I mean, we got 2 kids back today for the first time after 2 weeks. We got a kid back, you know, Evan Dorner back the other day. We did lose John Larson for quarantine issues. We still haven't had a game this year with the whole roster, so I was hoping that this would be the week. But I think overall health-wise, I think we're doing okay. I mean, you're going to have bumps and bruises at this time of year. You just got to get through it. But for the most part, I'm fairly happy and pleased with where we're at. We're just trying to roll out, stretch, not get so physical in practice. We'll do a little bit, and we did a little bit yesterday. But just keeping healthy and just keeping a focus. But I'm pretty happy with our health overall, and that gives us the best shot to hopefully get a victory tonight.
Oh, very good, Coach. Best of luck. It's been fun following you all season, and maybe, who knows, we might have another week of football after this week. We'll just find out what tonight brings. So, again, good luck, and we'll join up with you in the post-game show.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.
That's Coach Neil Searing of the Luxembourg Casco Spartans. We'll be back more with the Alliance Insurance Center's pregame show, and we'll also have lineups and a kickoff here from Plymouth High School. It's the Panthers and the Spartans in tournament action in WIA football on 96.7 WBDK, New Radio Sports Network.